everybody. Welcome to IPPIblog.com. This is Ron Alvarez, the founder of IPPIblog.com. It's good to have you here. What follows is an audio version of this post titled Assessment of Jurisdictional Public and Private IP Crime Resources, Audio. And it was originally posted on my blog on May 24, 2016, and I am recording it today, January 15th, 2020. So here we go. Assessment of Jurisdictional Public and Private IP Crime Resources. Key to effectively responding to IP violations is to have a global intimacy of IP's exploitation in the marketplace and the dynamics of government, private organizations, and the mechanisms in place to assist and inform IP holders in order to prevent a breach and, when a breach is identified, to aggressively respond. It requires an intricate understanding of the various U.S. and worldwide IP regulatory and intelligence gathering agencies, IP database resources, policy-making organizations, international treaties, and the laws of foreign governments, as well as the varying capacities of national and international law enforcement units detailed to investigate and track the violators. One basic complication to assessing an IP holder's security risks and activating strategies to address those risks will in part depend on the IP protection laws and the force behind the jurisdictional, parentheses foreign and domestic, close parentheses, investigative units. That is why multiple strategies must be proactively established to combat a threat or actual breach when one strikes. Intimate understanding of global and regional IP theft practices is critical. For example, if the threat originates from a country with an underdeveloped IP protection system, rights holders are forced to develop creative ways to gather intelligence information on their own and will, by necessity, rely on privately developed sources to meet the threat and/or track the infringers. It is an investigative reality that some global jurisdictions will aggressively follow up on a lead, while other jurisdictions will essentially require the presentation of a complete investigation before they are compelled to act. Knowing the subtleties of negotiating the array of jurisdictions, knowing how to bring reliable intelligence to bear on the subject jurisdictions so that they will act, or the influence of IP global intelligence and enforcement organizations to do the same, is key to an effective IP protection strategy. Okay, so there you have it. I hope you found this audio presentation of this post of value, and we'll see you next time. And here's our disclaimer. IPPI blog is offered as a service to the professional IP community. While every effort has been made to check information on this blog, we provide no guarantees or warranties expressed or implied with regard to content provided in IPPIblog.com. We disclaim any and all liability and responsibility for the qualification or accuracy of representations made by the contributors or for any disputes that may arise. It is the responsibility of the readers and listeners to independently investigate and verify the credentials of such persons and the accuracy and validity of the information provided by them. This blog is provided for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide legal or other professional advice.